Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No, I'll run this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
The show, and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there at 7077 after 7. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Today, though, we'll be on till 8:30. Bulldogs basketball, the pregame starts at 8:35 here on your home of the Dogs. Very special show for us, even though it's only 90 minutes long. We're going to spend the first hour of the broadcast dissecting the Braves traffic and parking plan for SunTrust Park. Think about this. 4 months from now, at this time, a lot of you might be stuck in bumper-to-bumper traffic on 75 or 285 trying to get to SunTrust Park or get past SunTrust Park to get home. So we want to give you a heads up on what you can expect, what we as a traffic team expect on the new Braves ballpark at the very busy intersection of 75 and 285. Second half of the show at 8:05, we'll discuss the passing of Mary Tyler Moore, 80 years old. She died today, obviously a legendary, iconic figure in the entertainment world. I've got a snippet of an interview I did with Carl Reiner a couple of years ago, who basically gave Mary Tyler Moore her career. He's the one who cast her in the Dick Van Dyke Show, and he talks about that. I'm torn, and I'll turn to, oh, the gang's all here, by the way. Lou T. Chuck screening the calls. Longoria, stoic as ever, on the other side of the takeout window. I've got Carl Reiner's home number. Do we buzz the guy at 8 and say...
Why didn't you tell me that an hour ago or 2 hours
ago? No, because if we're getting Carl Reiner, we're doing it on a surprise.
What?
If you call him now,
Carl Reiner does not want to hear from you on a surprise.
But that's why if I called at 5 p.m. and say, hey, Mr. Reiner, do you want to come on the show? We get no. But if we do it live on the air, hey, you're on the air.
He's going to immediately yeah. hang up and then block your number.
He loved me. I interviewed him for an hour.
Did he say call me anytime at 8 o'clock?
I'm not making that call.
But it's L.A. It's 5 p.m. in L.A.
Buford's got to call.
So he's just wrapping up dinner at 5 p.m.
Probably. Early bird special.
Yes. So there's... I'm thinking we might do that. I don't know. I'll leave it up to you. You're the conscience of the show.
If Buford will have to make the call, I'm not making that call.
All right, we'll have Buford call.
Yes.
Carl Reiner.
If Buford makes the call, then that's fine.
All right, we'll talk about that.
I can't do that. I can't. I'm
understood.
Not that guy.
Understood. All right, but listen, before we get to the meat of the program, Doug Turnbull and Smiling Mark McKay, you're joining me in studio. Out of you three bananas, not you guys, Buford, Loti, and Longoria, do either of you three have no interest at all in seeing Billy Crystal at the Fox Theater? Does that not appeal? You don't want to see him? All right, cool. That solves that problem. Loti, Longoria, myself, April 27th, I got us tickets to see.
Sweet. I'd like to go see Billy Crystal.
All right, yeah. Billy Crystal, Fox Theater. Yeah. I forgot we're four now instead of three. So I bought four tickets, and I mistakenly offered one to Sanjay. And he's like, I don't have to pay. I'll go to anything.
Of course.
And then I'm like, oh, no, we've got four people now.
Yeah.
But Buford doesn't care. He doesn't even know who Billy Crystal is.
I don't think. I'll stay around the board that night.
Well, it's going to be best of or something.
Well, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah,
April 27th.
Yeah.
Okay. And I got, this was the pre-sale. I got primo seats.
Nice.
You're going to see Billy Crystal's nose hairs.
Sweet.
From where we are sitting.
That's awesome.
Theater. All right. Yeah, April 27th. Thanks for taking one for the team, Buford.
Yeah. Sure thing.
All right, there you go.
Star. Need me to get ice cream?
Early runner.
You can stay in your office.
Early runner for star of the show is Buford. All right, let's get to the serious business at hand, and that is the traffic and parking plan for SunTrust Park. Joining me live in the studio, both on the ground, both in the room at the same place at the same time, Doug Fireball Turnbull, Smile, and Mark McKay. You hear him every 6 minutes, mornings and afternoons here on WSB. Gentlemen, good to see you. It's
hey,
like,
yeah,
it's rare we're all three together like this.
Nice to be here.
I'm surprised I got here on time. Things cleared up just in time, man.
Well, when you have a helicopter, it's easy to navigate the traffic in Metro Atlanta.
Well, it's a long walk for
before we get to that, do you recognize how cool it is that you guys get to fly in a helicopter every day?
I recognize it through the social media that we have when we've been doing this for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I've always said we get up there and the sunrises and the sunsets that we see, three of us that are up there, the pilot, videographer, and myself. Now we can share this on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and the response coming back has been incredible.
It's amazing. So obviously I used to fill in for Captain Herb a lot, and I loved filling in for him. I think it was awesome. But I couldn't do what you guys do. I liked it once in a while. You guys do it every day. I don't know if I could do that.
Why not?
Because of the limited restroom facilities. that's number one. It's in my contract. I need to be 50 yards from my handicap stall.
They had pocket
stall.
Billiards in the Skycopter Lounge.
Many times I would have the chopper land in an inappropriate place so I could do inappropriate things. So that's one.
I remember the report you phoned in from the can.
Yeah. And then in the bathroom at the hangar at Peachtree to Cab Airport.
I missed that one.
Ted Clark's like, sounds like you got an echo going on in there. I'm like, well, that's why. So I applaud you. I just
triple team.
Is there a downside? Because I couldn't do it every day. Is there anything?
No. The number one downside, absolutely, is that because of it. So there's a million upsides.
Yeah.
But because of how the technology has changed now compared to, say, 1997 when you started doing it, or Smiling when you started doing it in the late 90s in the helicopter or whenever it was. Is that there's so much technology at your fingertips when I'm at home, that when I'm in the helicopter, it's great when I'm over something that's hot. But when we're just flying and just looking at the normal delays, that Google Maps and
you feel out of touch.
You feel a little bit out of touch because I'm so used to having
but
all the traffic.
But you have access to your smartphones, right, in the chopper.
Oh, yeah.
So you can see the sensors.
Yeah.
Back when I started, there was no cell phones.
Right.
There was nothing.
SkyTel pagers.
Exactly. And even before the pagers, everything was over the two-way radio, basically the CB radio, between the traffic center and the chopper. This is, even the dawning of the internet age. And then eventually it started getting emails to pagers. And so I think technologically it's better now, even though you do feel isolated at times.
Oh, right. Well, it's because I started out working with you in the traffic center, and I was so used to doing all this stuff, and then you just go in the helicopter.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's still a lot going on at Smiling. I mean, having to talk back and forth to the traffic center, line everybody up for the reports. There's a lot of that takes your time.
This is a traffic red alert from the WSB 24-hour traffic center.
We'll try it again.
No. Don't do another report. I just wanted to...
Well, you threw me off.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I didn't want to jip you not getting the full-fledged red alert sounder.
I knew that was going to happen. It is such... As you know, guys, it is such reflex. I've heard that traffic center before. And
hit,
and just jump and do it.
Both these guys are like, they're like...
And by the way, the thing that records our last traffic report on the app will now say, will now be the traffic sounder.
Yeah.
That'll be cool. Okay.
All right. So you guys are here to talk about the Braves traffic plan at SunTrust Park. I want to open up the phone lines. If you, as a commuter, as a Braves fan, as a listener, have any questions for these two airborne aces, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You guys just met with the Braves, Derek Schiller. They unveiled the second part of their traffic and parking plan. We'll discuss that in a second. As a Braves fan, okay, here's and a traffic guy. I don't know the answers. Thank you. When I get off the air here, or I'm leaving Midtown to go to SunTrust Park in 2017, and I go up 75 North, what exit do I take to get to the ballpark?
It'd be Cumberland Parkway, I believe, or Cumberland Boulevard.
So just inside the perimeter. I take a right, I get off that exit, and then I go left or right from that exit?
You'll be left because it's in the northwest corner of the Cobb-Cloverleaf, the 75-285 interchange.
Okay.
So you can get off at Cumberland, or I guess you could get off at Windy Hill as well.
285 eastbound and or westbound and take, there is a dedicated...
I just want to focus on me first.
Park, yeah.
I just forget everyone else. I'm leaving Midtown. I want to go to the game. I can get off at Cumberland or Windy Hill.
Yeah, and I would choose, if I was you, since I was coming from the south to the north, take the southernmost exit and go Cumberland over to Cobb Parkway and then the way around. Yeah.
And I could, or I could just take Cobb Parkway up Northside Drive, Northside Parkway.
Absolutely,
Cobb
a lot of improvements made on Cobb Parkway.
Because I've been, you guys have been doing a great job of chronicling
development of SunTrust Park from the sky and seeing the amazing construction going on there. But I still haven't wrapped my head around, all right, well, how do I get there? You know, well,
I think that's the discussion that you and Doug are having, or what Braves officials want to get out there. There's a lot of ways to get to the park. There's a lot more parking. There are a lot more options. 14 access points has really been what they've been able to hammer home to us. Many more options than we had at Turner Field with one big parking lot north of Turner Field.
So, and, for the most part, the 14 is the 14 official Braves lots that they will own or lease, and they're 360 degrees around the stadium, which is far cry from what we had at Turner Field.
Before we get to the parking, you were mentioning, Mark, Buford's coming in from Buford. He wants to go to the Braves game. Someone gives him free tickets because he's not paying for them. He's coming down 85. He wants to go to the ballpark. How does he access SunTrust Park from Gwinnett?
As you continue on through Sandy Springs, and that's been a point of contention, there will be access points or exits there. They'll be fully marked. They're going to put signage up between 400 and 75. That'll get you off even before you get to I-75.
So you can jump off the outer loop heading between 400 and 75 and go back ways to it. Right. Is there going to be a preferred exit that the Braves want you to take? Do they want you to get off at whatever, Riverside or Powers Ferry?
I think it's Northside Powers Ferry that they're going to take you, I think, to Interstate North Parkway, kind of through there just north of the perimeter and get you in. But the whole point is if you're coming from one, that they're going to have, it's like 360 degrees of access. You come from the north, you're getting off here more than likely. But really what they want to do is direct you based on where your parking is. They want you to buy your parking first. And then, and then direct you straight to the parking lot, so that can
again more on access. I'm heading up from the west side, Douglas County. I'm going to take 285 north, the inner loop. Where am I getting off there? Is there Paces Ferry? Is that
41 Cobb Parkway? There are many improvements in that area. You're seeing the construction now. The infrastructure is being improved. Yeah, Cobb Parkway.
Okay, Jennifer Griffey's is coming from her mom's house in Marietta. She's heading 75 south. She didn't need any, or Kennesaw or Ackworth, 75, and you can same accesses, Windy Hill, get out there?
Windy Hill or take Cobb Parkway through Marietta down to the park.
Okay.
The park is actually on Circle 75 Parkway, so it's just outside the perimeter, just west of 75.
Interesting. All right. Well, thank you for informing. We'll continue to discuss the access points, the parking, and all things Brave traffic related, because I mean, pitchers and catchers report in like 22 days, I think.
So remind me of that today.
This is right around the corner. So if you have any questions, you got the two most knowledgeable guys about Atlanta traffic in here. Just been debriefed by the Atlanta Braves organization. Smiling Mark McKay, Doug Turnbull will answer your Braves traffic questions next. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. You can tweet at us. I'm at Mark Arum on Twitter. Doug is
at Doug Turnbull.
Smiling is
McKay-WSB.
Buford is on Tinder. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB. I'm sorry, Grindr. This is The Mark Arum Show. Yo, we got chicks in the living room getting it on,
and they ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. Oh, it's for Uchi. Oh, you ain't. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750, WSB.
Everyone excited for a SunTrust Park opening in 2017, the new home of the Atlanta Braves. The concern, traffic and parking, the experts in two subjects. Both Smile and Doug used to be valet parkers at Agnes and Muriel's on Monroe, so they know how to park. We're taking your questions, comments, and thoughts about the traffic situation heading to SunTrust Park at 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. John joins us on the program. Hello, John.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on, buddy?
Question. My question's couched because I've seen this in my own industry. Y'all talked about the changes that have happened since 1997. And the advent of technology on the traffic footprint. Do you guys worry that at some point in the future that the helicopter role will be rendered obsolete?
I am excited that the helicopter role and my role will be obsolete in the not-too-distant future, and it has nothing to do with traffic apps or sensors. It's autonomous cars. They are the future, and there will be no traffic, and we will have no jobs. And I am looking forward to that day where we don't have, there's no need for a traffic reporter.
And Doug, you were all over that during the holidays.
I think driverless cars will be a big part of it. But I still think if you have a lot of people going the same direction at any time, whether you're driving or not, they won't be slow?
No, because computers will figure it out. Like, all right, if we all go 47 miles an hour, there won't be traffic. So I relish the day. That's the day I retire, John. But yeah, there will be a time. And if
I better get my resume built up.
Well, if you're listening, the crap out of me. Yeah, well, you got NASCAR to fall back on. Yeah. Smiling and I are old enough that we can retire. but there will be a time for sure. I have no doubt about it that traffic reporters will it'll be gone. There will be no traffic.
I'm not one to discount technology, but I wonder how quickly that's going to come as we fly over massive rush hour delays in 2017. How far down the road it is? I think we're a long way away from that.
I'm going to tell you why it's going to happen quickly. Do you know how many subscribers signed up to Netflix in the last quarter of 2016?
No.
9 million.
It wow. happens fast.
It yeah. happens quick.
Yeah. Yeah. Clark Howard said the same thing, I think, after the Las Vegas recent technology show. He said it's coming quicker than yeah. you think, but it's still going to be a mixture of people, and that's part of the reason they're building the managed lanes on the interstates is to facilitate those driverless cars. But I think it's as long as you still have people in some cars, you're still going to have boom, boom.
If you get 30% autonomous vehicles, traffic will be decreased significantly. Significantly.
Yeah, I hope
and then
does.
The insurance companies will have to jack up the rates on the people that are driving themselves. Eventually, it's going to be a financial thing.
They're jacking him up now.
And listen, we can all move to Destin, Florida and open a tiki bar or something.
Yeah, like
okay.
We'll come back with your calls on Braves traffic. Doug Turnbull, Smile, Mark McKay got the latest on the Braves traffic plan from the heads of state at the Atlanta Braves organization. They'll pass along the info they had and answer your questions. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is The Mark Arum Show. Welcome back to the show. 7:30, 8:22 in front of 8 o'clock. Mark Arum at your beck and call, usually till 9 p.m., but tonight till 8:30. Georgia Bulldog basketball coming up. Pregame show at 8:35. Everyone's on board. Low T Chuck and Longoria in studio. Airborne Aces, Doug Turnbull and Mark McKay. We were talking about the Braves traffic plan for 2017 in the new SunTrust Park that everyone's excited about. Before we get back to the calls, and if you have any questions about Braves traffic, please call now at 404-872-0750. You guys just had you were at the press conference for the second round of the Braves traffic plan. Give us the highlights of what you learned from the Braves organization on this.
Yeah, sure. So number one, they talked about they have a free shuttle for the outerlying parking in their 14 lots. So that had been in question before about how do people walk almost a mile to the stadium. So they have a free shuttle for them. They have a they're also allowing private businesses. There was a dispute about this, a little controversy a few months ago. Private businesses, people can also get in on the parking game, but they have to be part of Cobb County's traffic plan. They actually have to apply to sell parking to be routed in.
And the big part of this will be the Braves' smartphone app. They really want technology to play a big part in getting people in and out of the Battery and SunTrust Park. They've partnered with Waze, and I'm very impressed with the partnership they have with Uber. There's a dedicated drop-off pickup point with Uber, and they're stressing, especially with Uber, go and enjoy the ball game, go and enjoy the Battery, and don't worry about driving.
I obviously am a big fan of Uber, and we're going to take Uber, gentlemen, by the way, to Billy Crystal on April 27th. The only problem is if Uber's great. You know, I like taking it to the Fox Theater, especially from here from the station, because the trip there and back is less than what you'd pay to park in one of the lots yeah. around the Fox Theater. So financially, you're actually coming out ahead. The problem is, though, you're still dealing with traffic. If you're in an Uber car, the Uber can't fly over 75 bumper-to-bumper delays. So the issue I have with taking Uber to Braves game is fine. No stress, less stress. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about parking. But that's still going to contribute to the traffic getting to the ballpark.
And right now, the only public transit options that are viable, there is the MARTA bus that goes from the Arts Center up to Cumberland Mall, and then you can go across pedestrian bridges, something like that. But the is if you're in Cobb County, take it the Cobb Link, which used to be CCT. And phase three of the Braves transportation plan, they haven't worked it out, but they're trying to work with other shuttle services to get people from Metro Atlanta, at least a mass transit variety, to the stadium. Again, you're not riding a train from Gwinnett County to SunTrust Park, but it makes you not have
that's
to drive.
Where I think the open market, if you know, smart capitalists out there, and I said this when the Braves first announced they were moving to Cobb County.
Yeah.
If you live in Duluth or Suwanee or Lilburn or Norcross, and you have some capital to spend, coming up with a shuttle bus from Gwinnett County to the ballpark, charge whatever, $15 round trip, you fill a bus with 75 people going to the game, there's money to be made there to get folks to and from the ballpark.
And the thought is already, yeah, the party bus, that's the way to go.
Yeah.
Remember, I used to do it at Jocks and Jill's here at 10th
exactly.
Street back in the day. We did the party bus down to Turner Field.
I miss Jocks and
Jill's. But it's going to start at home. They're looking at possibly putting shuttle locations in greater Cobb County. We'll start there, where perhaps if they find parking lots that are outlying areas, that they'll shuttle people in and out.
Park and ride is basically, we used to call that park and ride, where you'd park and then jump in with someone else. Back to the phones we go. Matthew's in Marietta. Matthew, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for what you do. It's fun to watch your careers blossom. But I got a question. I live in downtown Marietta, and I work in downtown Atlanta. And I know y'all did the show once before a few months back. What are the people that live in Marietta going to do to get home during Braves games in the traffic?
So I asked this question almost exactly in the press conference there, and the Braves official pretty much said, or it was actually the Cobb lieutenant, J.T. Lawrence, I think is his name, and he said, here's the deal. The improvements that are being made to the roads are 24/7. Most of them. You know, there's 30 intersections they're focusing on. A lot of those, Cobb County, and I mean, I'm not saying this is PR spin, okay, but Cobb County will reap the benefits on Saturdays at 11 a.m. because of how they rebuild the intersections. But pretty much, yeah, you're going to be sitting in more traffic, no doubt. There are 30,000 or 40,000 people going to SunTrust Park, but they will have a traffic plan in place as opposed to no traffic plan. Makes it better.
Specify, Matthew, you're worried about going from where to where at what time? I lost that.
Any time of day. I'm in the construction industry. I build multifamily housing, but so I'm coming and going at all hours of the day and night. So that could be during the games, or games on the weekend, games at
night. Gotcha. See, what I'm questioning is, and I don't have the answer for this. I don't know if we don't as a group, I don't think, until opening day. How will 75 southbound traffic be impacted during afternoon drive? Because, I mean, I'm a morning drive guy. I'm an elitist like that. I don't deal with UPM drive folks. What right now, Doug, are there 75 delays heading from Marietta to 285 now?
Yeah, but mainly because of some of that construction that's gone on in the Cobb Parkway 285 interchange. So let's say the construction, most of it's done by opening day.
Yeah.
I think you replace that with Braves traffic, and I certainly think that 75 South would have at least right lane delays getting down toward Windy Hill and 285 as you come down from the South Loop.
All right, so that's something we can expect.
Well, in one of the questions put to the lieutenant from the Cobb Police Department was what Doug said, the impact on the neighbors, the businesses, and they have four principles that are put out, at least from the police department, the you know, safety for motorists, but one of them was minimalizing the impact on their neighbors. There is a traffic management center within the SunTrust Park vicinity. They're working with the Cobb DOT. They'll have uniform officers blanketing that area in hopes of keeping traffic moving at the pace that it should move at those times.
404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Troy's in Smyrna. Troy, welcome to the show.
This is Charlie in Smyrna.
Sorry. Charlie spells Troy. Charlie, Troy.
Yeah, no, sorry.
It's your same name, Charlie. It's your same name, and you spelled it wrong. Not even close.
I blame it on the headset.
T-R-O-Y.
I'm pretty sure Charlie was mumbling when he said
sorry.
It.
Sorry. Hey, what's going on, Charlie?
Not too much. For me, I'm mainly concerned with the fact that I live in Smyrna, 3.5 miles from the Braves Stadium. So coming home from the Norcross area on a game on a weeknight, going to be a bit of concern because 285 is already bad coming westbound. But also, my wife works at Travelport, and, I mean, she can see into the stadium from her work. And I just figure for her sake, you know, maybe when there's a home game on a weeknight, she should just work from home starting at lunch, because I just couldn't imagine her trying to leave work and get 3 miles home when we live off Spring Road and she works right next to the stadium.
Indeed. Hang on one second.
Charlie, not Troy. We'll answer that question in a sec. Thanks, Alex. 7:45. Back to Charlie in Smyrna. So the question you have for Smiling and Doug and myself is what? Should your wife stay at home on game days?
Yeah, pretty much. Just is it worth dealing with? You know, she has a pretty work remotely policy if people want to. So it would do them better. Yeah, I mean... Yeah.
I mean, I think that anyway. I think that just like you talked about in the first half hour, Mark, with driverless cars being a way to lessen the traffic impact on the roads, anybody that can telecommute that lives in a very close proximity to this place, do it. Telecommute, and then you'll have a chance to go to the ballpark later on. You know, maybe you can walk over there or something.
Go ahead, Mark.
I'm concerned broadly, and again, we don't know until things come, but if you are trying to get from Stone Mountain or Lithonia, or Duluth, I don't know how long it's going to take you to get to a ball game. Now, the Braves have done, I think, a very smart thing. They've pushed back the start time, which will help somewhat, for sure. But if you live in Snellville and you want to go to SunTrust Park, I mean, guys, how long is that trip going to take?
Take forever on 285 on some afternoons, depending on what it's doing.
And I think the one thing I've said from the beginning about this project when they announced on 3.5 years ago is that the Braves traffic was bad downtown, but downtown's always bad and it's in one place. When you mess with 285, the reverberations, if you will, it affects more people. And if you're going from Snellville, you take 78 West, 285 North, well, then you have to pass Spaghetti Junction, then you have to pass 400, then you have to get over into there's just too many things can trip you up. If there's a problem 85 North at Jimmy Carter, that can mess up your ride to SunTrust Park.
Exactly,
there's something 400 North at Northridge. So that's the part to me, because you have to use 285 or be a part of it coming from the eastern suburbs.
Because I think a lot of the traffic worry and focus is traffic from 75 North leaving downtown heading to Cobb. But 285, I mean...
Bingo.
Yeah, it's you hit the nail on the head, Doug. A crash 85 North at Indian Trail could make you late for the Braves game, which just seems crazy to think.
The one thing they did stress, they want to be good neighbors out there. They want to incorporate the offices, the folks who live in that area, and also say, listen, there are many more options now with the Battery coming in, even when there are no Braves games. There's going to be places to go to lunch. So there's this effort, and I'm encouraged by the fact that this has been in the works for 3 years. Analytically speaking, they've gone through this, a lot of cooperation with a lot of agencies. So, you know, color me encouraged by what I've seen so far.
I'm cautiously optimistic, but again, you can't simulate this. We have to wait till you guys are up over the traffic on a PM drive and the Braves are playing the Mets on a Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Linda's in Marietta. Linda, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Yeah, I live 3.5 miles from this new stadium. If I had the money, I'd move out of the county, and I hope the devil has a special place for Tim Lee. I'm not going to be able to get in and out of my house on game days or event days.
Let me ask you a question, Linda. Has your home increased in value since the stadium moved in?
No.
Because I know the rental properties, like if you want to rent an apartment within a 3-mile radius of SunTrust Park, the rents have gone up significantly because that is a draw. You don't live too far from the park, Chuck, right? I mean, you're right there.
Yeah, we're actually really close. And there was a meeting last night with developers, some city officials, about what they're going to do on Spring Road all the way to Concord, basically between Cobb Parkway and South Cobb. And there was a lot of people upset as far as their traffic plan, diverting it through some of the neighborhoods and stuff. And what they're going to do, they're tearing down all kinds of apartment complexes to put up condos and stuff. It was interesting.
Have you seen an impact on your property value?
Yeah.
I know a hot neighbor pays the bills and the mortgage and everything,
of course.
But does she let you know how much the house is worth? I mean, is it going up?
Yeah, everything around us has. In fact, we've joked that we got in at the right time because where we are at now would have already priced us out, and we've only been in it for 9 months.
Look at you.
Yeah.
When are you on TV, by the way?
Episode airs February 3rd.
February 3rd.
10 p.m.
Low T Chuck and Hot Neighbor are going to be on...
House Hunters,
which is on...
HGTV.
And you can see
that's cool. I saw that the other day. Really cool.
Yeah, very February cool. 3rd,
February 3rd, 10 p.m.
10 p.m.
after the Mark Arum Show, so that works out.
Perfect.
All right, we'll come back with more of your calls. Doug Turnbull, Smiling Mark McKay in studio, talking Braves traffic. We'll talk Braves parking as well when we come back, and your calls, 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. This is the Mark Arum Show. You all alone in
these streets. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Finish it up with Fireball and Smiling. Real quick, Braves traffic questions. Mark in Lilburn. Mark, what is your question, sir?
Yeah, unfortunately, I think you've answered my question. I live in South Gwinnett, right? And tell me, how in the world am I going to get to a Braves game at 7:30 from South Gwinnett to Marietta? And my comment, and I'll hang up and listen to you guys, I think this franchise has totally marketed out anybody living in Rockdale, Henry, Gwinnett, or Hall County. No one's going to be going to the games on weeknights if you live in this part of the metro. And I'll hang up and listen to you.
All right. They came out with a statistic showing where the Braves fans are located. And they were predominantly on the north side. Is it going to be tough to get from McDonough to the game? Yeah, absolutely. Real quick, because we want to get these calls on before you guys get out of here. Kevin and Noonan. Kevin, what's your question, buddy?
Hey, so quick but so important. All the traffic plans in place are great, but it only takes somebody not to pay attention, distracted driving, whatever the case is, a minor fender bender, and all these plans are out the window.
Yeah, yeah.
Is there going to be like a quick response team or anything like that to pull something out?
Oh, I'm sorry, brother. We got to run.
No, that's it. And they do. They have that on-site traffic management center. There'll be a DOT person and a Cobb County person in there helping to clear incidents from the major areas.
So you just got Del Boca Vista Phase 2 of the Braves traffic plan. When's Phase 3 come out? Do we know yet? In March.
And we've got a whole recap of this in our podcast, WSRadio.com. Smile and I laid down that last week.
Smile and Mark, Fireball Turnbull, thanks for staying late.
A pleasure.
Enjoy the time we spend together. The brotherhood.
We don't get to do it often in person.
We don't indeed. All right, news, weather, and traffic next, and we'll talk about the passing of Mary Tyler Moore. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Believe me. No, I want this town to be near you. No gray skies ever turn blue.
Welcome back to the show and a good Wednesday Eve to you. Mark Arum here, you there. It's 8:07, 7 after 8. This is the Mark Arum Show, heard Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. now on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. But we're only on until 8:30 tonight because Bulldog basketball coming up. Pre-game show at 8:35 here on your home of the Dogs. The gang is all here. Low T Chuck screens the calls. Longoria on the other side of the takeout window. Vinny joins us as part of the studio audience. Vinny from TV, how you be?
How you do?
I thought of you this morning.
How come?
This morning for me when I woke up this afternoon. Yeah. The death of Mary Tyler Moore. You and I have talked about her a lot off the air.
Sure.
I was like, wow, I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, she's 80 years old.
I mean,
she had a pretty full life, but still, it's still kind of a shock that she's gone now.
Because we didn't hear about her being in failing health or anything.
Yeah, I didn't hear about it. I knew she had diabetes. I don't know if her death is from complications of that.
She had childhood diabetes. Like, she had her whole life and raised millions of dollars for diabetes research. When I say to you, Mary Tyler Moore, you think of what role, what show?
Mostly Dick Van Dyke.
Yeah.
The Dick Van Dyke.
Me too. That
Laura Petrie.
That is, she will always and forever be Laura Petrie. Mary Tyler Moore show, groundbreaking.
Oh, I love that show, too. But
it's a great show, but to me, she's always Laura Petrie.
Yeah.
Chuck, when I say Mary Tyler Moore, what role or show or film do you associate?
Yeah, it's the Dick Van Dyke show, because I used to watch out with my grandparents on Nick at Night. And so I was thinking about this. I think she was my first crush as a kid. Like, wow, she's really pretty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I'm talking like eight, seven, eight years old, black and white pretty. Yeah. Like, I was always like, wow, exactly. I was always kind of had a thing for her from that show. But Dick
Longoria?
Van Dyke, definitely.
Yeah, I guess the Dick Van Dyke more than Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Mary Tyler Moore show was probably a better show. I mean, more awards won and more groundbreaking. The fact that she was a single woman, career minded. You know, that never happened on TV to have a single woman with a career. That was kind of groundbreaking in that. So obviously the Mary Tyler Moore show has a big
great
place.
Great characters in that show.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think better
all
than the Dick Van Dyke show. I would say a little bit more.
One of the greatest lines ever, and I'm going to paraphrase it because I'm going to butcher it, but it was the Dick Van Dyke show. My buddies in high school and I used to say this all the time. You know, the little guy, Buddy. played by Maury Amsterdam.
Maury Amsterdam, yeah.
Something would happen. Rob Petrie, played by Dick Van Dyke, was sick, and they were all huddled around Rob, and Buddy goes, if Rob bites it, I got dibs on Laura. so we used to use that line in high school. If someone was about to break up with their girlfriend, we'd be like, I got dibs on Laura. it was just a great show. So last year, 2 years ago, I got to interview the legend that is Carl Reiner. And it was an hour-long interview, which we need to play in its entirety at some point. But in that interview, I asked Carl Reiner about Mary Tyler Moore, because Carl Reiner played Rob Petrie's boss in that show, and he was also a producer on that show, and he was ultimately the guy that got Mary Tyler Moore onto the Dick Van Dyke Show. This is what Carl Reiner had to say.
No doubt about it. And Mary Tyler Moore, was she an unknown before that show?
Oh, yes. She did one Happy Hot Point. She did a commercial, and we could see her legs in a commercial. But Danny Thomas, who was putting up the money, I remember I walked into his dressing room when he was having his hair dyed. He was white haired, and he was having it dyed black. And I said, "I've seen 30 girls, and I don't know who it is." And Sheldon says, "You'll know when you find her." And Danny said, "Hey, that girl that read for us to be my daughter on the show, and when his daughter left and he needed a daughter, he said that girl with the three names, he said, she couldn't be my daughter because her nose went the wrong way. Mine goes hooked and hers goes the other way." So we remembered her name was Mary Tyler Moore. I called her, and she didn't want to come in. My office did, and she said she had gone out a couple times that week and had disappointed. So, but she came in, and I asked her to read, and she read two lines. Two words. It's just, "Hello, Robert." She had this ping in the voice that thrilled me. And so I went across the room, and like the claw that you see in these fairs that pick up candy in a box, it looks like a claw hand. I grabbed on top of her head like a claw, and I said, "Come with me." She thought I was going to cost her. And I walked her down the hall to Sheldon. I said, I found her. And that was how we found Mary.
That's how Carl Reiner launched the career of Mary Tyler Moore. Discussing her passing at the age of 80, your thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore, her career, and what role you will always remember her from. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Patty joins us in Pennsylvania. Patty, welcome to the Mark Arum Show.
Oh, hi, Mark. How are you?
Long time no talk, dear. What's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'm just so sad. I just remember, did you ever see the episode of the Mary Tyler Moore Show when Chuckles the Clown died?
And she was laughing at the funeral.
Yeah.
Yeah, very, very funny.
Yeah, he was classic. Dressed as a peanut and killed by a rogue elephant. I mean, that line has stuck in my mind since the first time I saw it.
Who's your favorite character on the Mary Tyler Moore Show?
I think Sue-Ann.
Sue-Ann, the Betty White character.
Betty White, yeah.
I loved, for some reason, Rhoda. Valerie Harper's character.
Oh, yeah.
Rhoda was, she was just spitting vinegar. She was, no holds barred. Yeah, they give her a show after that, right?
Yeah, I watched that too.
Oh, yeah. Rhoda. She got her own show.
Yeah.
And she had a brain tumor or something a few years ago.
Yes, but she's all good now. And she's out touring and doing books and still looks phenomenal, Valerie Harper. Listen to the cast of the Mary Tyler Moore Show. So you have Mary Tyler Moore playing Mary Richards, Gavin McLeod,
yeah,
Ed Asner, Ted Knight, Valerie Harper, Betty White, Cloris Leachman, John Amos was in 14 episodes. Love that guy.
Yeah,
that was a hell of a show and a hell of a cast. Let me see how many awards that show won. Because I'm assuming
I think she won 7. I don't know if that's just for herself or.
I feel like you just made that up.
No,
I agree.
I heard something on ABC
like
package.
Really just
no, Vinny works. Vinny works in news. Actually,
no,
he
I heard
actually
it,
has,
yeah, on the ABC package.
You want to hear something amazing? So listen to this CBS lineup when the Mary Tyler Moore Show was on the air. You ready?
Yeah.
CBS Saturday lineup. This was Saturday nights
which no one programs crap
no,
on Saturday
nobody nights. Not anymore. On Saturdays.
Start off with All in the Family.
Oh, my God.
Wow. MASH. Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Man.
Bob Newhart Show. Carol Burnett Show.
That's wow. Murderers. That's Holy Murderers Christ. Row for TV.
That was wow. one night on one night. Network. I wouldn't have left the house.
That's why they could put it on Saturday nights. Nobody left the house.
That's
true.
Why
that's
I
when
was,
people stayed home.
I yeah. was conceived, apparently, during that
during
run.
During that run?
Yes.
I can see that.
1973.
What show, though?
All in the Family.
Yeah, which one?
Probably
Which show
Newhart.
Were you conceived of? Which one?
Probably
break.
Newhart.
Newhart? Okay.
My dad had a thing for the secretary.
I like Suzanne Pleshette.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. Yeah, who didn't? Let's All That's in the incredible. Family, MASH, Mary Tyler Moore, Newhart, Carol Burnett, all on one night, all on one network.
We don't have TV like that anymore.
No, that's mind-blowing. That's like the WSB radio lineup.
Yeah.
From 7 to 9.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
AM, not FM, not PM. Josh is in Winder. Josh, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
What's up, Mark? I'm still excited about your time slot, and I am a millennial, and I have to say that the only thing I know about Mary Tyler Moore is from the Weezer song, you know, the one that's like, woo, Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. She had, all right, so recently, for the younger kids, she was on a couple of episodes of Hot in Cleveland. She was on a couple of episodes of The 70s Show, and that's really it as far as what she was on one episode of King of the Hill, but not a lot recently. Her stuff was, I remember her being in a movie. You would know this as a millennial. Vinny, you might.
Yeah.
She was married to...
Donald Sutherland.
Now, why do I want to say not Dollar Sutherland? Dudley Moore.
Dudley... Oh.
No,
I don't know about that
so.
Movie.
There was a movie.
Okay, bye, guys.
All right.
All right, see ya.
He's like, I'm out, man.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be a part of this argument.
All right. What the heck are y'all talking about?
So there was a really good movie she was in. She played Dudley Moore's love interest. And... she had a girl, a daughter with cancer. Does anyone remember this movie?
Wow, that's... I don't remember that.
Unfaithfully Yours? No, I don't know what it is. Someone will know. She Dudley Moore, I think it was Dudley Moore, was her love interest. Mary Tyler Moore had a daughter suffering from cancer.
Okay.
It was a really good movie, and I can't think of the
was
name.
Was it a TV movie, or
no, I think it was out in the theater? I think it was a legit movie.
Yeah.
So it had to have been in the 80s, right?
Yeah, probably, yeah, because yeah, Mary Tyler Moore had an afro in the movie. I remember. Ordinary I could just be people? Having an acid flashback.
You yeah.
what, an afro.
Yeah. She did. Yeah. What did you say the name was, Chuck?
Here's one with Dudley Moore, Mary Tyler Moore, and Catherine Healy. It's called 6 Weeks.
Yes, okay. Because the daughter
had six,
has
weeks,
six
to live.
Weeks to live.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes,
that makes sense.
And she has an afro, right?
I don't know. I don't see any pictures.
A wealthy cosmetic tycoon and her 12-year-old daughter, who's dying from leukemia, sorry, Alex Williams, strike up a sentimental friendship oh. with a California politician.
Oh, she's a cosmetic tycoon. That's why yes. she had the afro.
That's it.
Yeah.
Well, Alex had leukemia. He beat it in the yeah. traffic center. I always, you know, I'm touchy about that. I don't want to, you know, anyway. Henry's in Woodstock. Henry, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Well, I'd have to say it'd be the Dick Van Dyke Show for me. I'm 61 and kind of grew up with all that.
I loved that show. That show was so good.
Yes, it was. I mean, Maury Amsterdam and all of them, even the comedy was just outrageous.
And they,
old school.
And,
old school.
The blonde girl was always hilarious. Yeah. What was her name?
Rosemary.
Rosemary.
Rosemary, yeah.
She would go toe-to-toe with those other guys.
Yeah, she had an acid tongue for that time.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's just good old entertainment.
Yeah,
and
Mary Tyler Moore would come out with those...
slacks on?
Yeah, the slacks that were painted on.
Yeah.
And even on black and white TV... You know,
I'll tell you, I enjoyed it.
Everyone wants to get off the phone.
The network said she could only wear those pants in one scene.
Oh, really?
Show. Yeah, there was a big thing about her wearing slacks like that.
Interesting.
Because nobody did, you know.
I make Jennifer Griffey's wear those a minimum of once a week.
Yeah.
She can wear more, but she has to wear those shows at least. The slacks.
To wear the slacks. Yeah.
The painted on.
Polyester, whatever
slacks.
They were.
Yes. All right, one segment to go. Your thoughts on the passing of Mary Tyler Moore. When we come back, Longo, can you play the Dick Van Dyke intro when we come back?
All right. I will.
You have that looked forward to. 404-872-0750 on Twitter at Mark Arum. What do you know? It's the Mark Arum Show.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Starring Dick Van Dyke. Rosemary, Maury Amsterdam, Larry Matthews, and Mary Tyler Moore.
Dick Van Dyke Show won 15 Emmys, 29 Emmy wins for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. It was nominated 67 times. Real quick, your final thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore. Ed's in Athens. Ed's, welcome to the show.
How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, we had a lot of good-looking women back in the 70s. Linda Evans, all the girls that played Joan Van Ark. I mean, we were really actually gifted in the 80s to have all these beautiful women. I've got
news for you, Ed. There were beautiful women forever. There's always been beautiful women. They won't date guys like us, but there's always been beautiful women. John and Buford. John, real quick, your thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore.
Well, you know, she had a variety show that kicked off the careers of Michael Keaton and David Letterman.
No kidding.
Yes, it was called Mary. It only lasted 13 weeks. There's a great clip on YouTube of Letterman doing a dance number, the most awkward dancing you've ever seen in your life.
I'm going to have Buford pull that up. I'll tweet it out. Real quick, Russ in Gainesville.
Russ, come here a minute. I want to talk to you.
Your Mary Tyler Moore memory, Russ. What do you got, buddy?
Was she in that show, Batgirl?
No. Marlo Thomas.
Marlo Thomas was that girl.
Oh, my God. I thought it was Mary Tyler Moore.
Marlo Thomas, though, another.
Yeah, she was.
She was very impressive.
Yeah.
Very talented young lady. I'm sorry, Russ. We got to run. Hassan in Smyrna. 10 seconds, Hassan.
Hey, man, you think there's any comparison with, like, Dick Van Dyke, Rhoda, those shows to, like, Frasier and Seinfeld? You think there's any comparison between those areas and those years?
Wow. It was two different types of shows between those. They're all good. I would say Frasier's outside looking in. Yeah. On Seinfeld, on Mary Tyler Moore.
Shows were the sign of the times. Really.
Yeah. Kay and Roswell. Kay, 5 seconds. What are your thoughts on Mary Tyler Moore?
Well, I graduated from the University of Georgia in 1975 and moved to Minneapolis for a job. So Mary Tyler Moore was my hero.
Hugely
idol.
Hugely influential.
We wanted to be like Mary Tyler Moore.
That's awesome. And then she threw her hat up into the air.
Yeah.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
MTM. Star of the show.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
I was going to give it to Buford, but Smiling Mark and Doug Turnbull did extra duty today. Smiling wasn't even scheduled this afternoon, so sorry, Buford. Doug and Smiling Mark will win Star of the Show. They split it. All right, short show tonight. We'll back on full tomorrow. Oh, I forgot about Tailgater. Did he ever call? Oh, all right, fine. Screw him. On Twitter, at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum, WSB, Instagram, Mark Arum. Go to sleep, little baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby.
Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.